pasere la dan gbogbo o tutu kon ki o si mo oro
oro olorun ye
o ti tono oro olorun ye ni
oro olorun ye o ti tono
ninu re ni
ye wa ki ye aye ra
Oba mimo o gboro re ga joruko re lo oro olorun iye otito loro re ninu re ni iye wa iye aye raye ninu re ni balawa iye aye raye nipase re la daun gbogbo ohun tutun kan ki o si mo oro olorun
oro olorun iye Otito loro re Otito loro re Inu re ni ewa Iye aye
raye Inu re ni
ewa Iye aye raye Nipase re lata ngojo Otito kan ki o si mo
Nipase ta si oluwa
lóní. Obẹ̀ January ó fún olórí ọ̀bẹ láti parí ẹ̀. O fun olori ofe lati wo osu keji. You are not the best. Some people are better than you. But grace preserve you. O ye ko le yin Olorun soke ju be lo. Mo ni ogo ni fun oba won ba ni oke orun.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Olorun ti o fi ele ni won nikan. Bibe ni wipe egberun yo subu ni egbe wa. Egberun yo subu ni apa otun wa. O ni awa ti fi oga ogo se bugbe wa. O ni bubu kan ki yo subu lu wa. O ni gba te won yan bubu sumo e lati je. O ni won kose won de subu. Only be a good deal and do it here. I yawa kiofo. Oh, yeah, call in your long. I bet your bawaba. Give all this. Iba shebe on lua.
So, Ziwa, Ziwa.
Iba, wano, mawi.
Open your mouth and sing.
Iba, be shoko, kudile. Oba.
Let God hear your voice. In what to on take keyboard, one on your long, Emma do anything. All on fair go on wa. And they can on your long, I feel corny electric. But they can work with loss of the data. You need to appreciate God. I won't come on your grandma. Low you want to one monk pie. What they do? I shall go. I won't come. Woman come with just sentenced to life imprisonment. Need to eat beer. The Bible says it is not good for the man to be alone. Abi. So God support marriage, but marriage put them in problem. Abi, God ordained marriage, Abi. He told us to be fruitful, to multiply. But this thing that God commanded put them in problem. Here you are. You need to appreciate God. Don't play anything. Edekade on your own. Iba shekbe oluwa. Open your mouth and sing.
Otiwa ni tiwa.
Don't soke dada.
Gloria. Kawama wi.
February. Elomi ko ile meji. Awon kan ko wo ni awon to wa ni Balogun market. Won ku oja to po wo January. Won de ti won ku wo February. Pe bubu osubulu e that doesn't mean you are perfect. You are enjoying grace. So, on wo to ko wo January o tu tele elomi ti e tu double. Hallelujah. Elomi ni won gba odun ta be elomi ti gbe nkan to da se. O ti double nkan to ku wo January. Iwo to ti ni o de ma ni afẹ ko yen ni eleketa ṣugbọn ti ohun o ba ti si nbe join your voice and let us appreciate God. Bibeli pe lo si enu ona re ti eyin ti ope afẹ yin Olorun iba se
pe Oluwa to ti wa ni siwa ki la wa ba ma wi
agba o seun
mi ba le ṣugbọ ogun ni de. Open me, my God. Open my heart, I be a seer, I be a seer. I to buy one water. I do.
Bobby, your toy, I mean, like when she's okay. Boshe, you gbogbo en to lo ma da odun lati ma ni erin ni February. Balogun Pasia o da Gabriel duro ayonda Michael lati mu ku oni ona with your profound amen. Every standing order, the Bible says, who are thou mountain before Zerubbabel, thou shall be brought low. Every negative pronouncement, every power, principality that want to stop you and stop your testimony in the month of February, Bíbélì gbé ohun olúwa ń fa igi kéétàrù ìyá with your loudest amen. The Lord will tear them to pieces in the name of Jesus. I want to say it the second time. As we journey into the month of February, Israel jade in Egypt in February. Bíbélì gbé Amaleki sí wa láti bá wọn jà. Mose gun orí òkè lọ, ó káwọ́ sókè, wọ́n dẹ̀ borí. In the month of February, with your loudest amen, you will not lose any battle in the name of Jesus. Okay. I want to say it the third time. Today is a unique day. 2/02/2020. And for us to see again, it can take a century. I pray for you with your louder amen. Everything you have been looking for in the month of February, they will begin to look for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said they will look for you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
February is the shortest month. Every other month they were reading 30, they were reading 31. February chose to read 28, but the one of 2020 has 29. Every power that makes you to be limited. Among your family, you are the least, and you know God. Contrary to what God said, that those who know their God, they shall be strong. But you are not strong, you are not performing exploit. I pray for you. As you are living here, go and overcome them in the name of Jesus. Go and overcome them in the name of Jesus. Today is the fifth edition of Uncommon Grace. And let me do a quick one. I want to bring out Uncommon Grace in the two lessons for today. Though it was not loud, but the Lord told me while I was in the altar, the Lord gave me that particular uncommon grace in the two lessons. Now, there was in the book of Moses that in book of the one Israel you are Abibeko and up to then generation. And the Lord reminded them. But there was an exemption on common grace for a particular woman called Ruth. Ruth was a Moabite. The Lord deliberately allowed Elimelech to go to Moab when there was famine in Bethlehem, Judah. They went there. Do you see this God? That woman, Naomi, also Kuenu Sibe, what they saw mobilization. But Ruth chose to follow Naomi back to Bethlehem, Judah. Only Ruth, a Moabite, exemption. There is always a grace for exemption. When people are failing where you are, listen to this. Isaiah go to Loti Gba and Iwagbo. Who are you listening to? For the father, go on, not the man or Kokomi Kumadimwe, because you don't know that it's uncommon grace. Now, Yahweh meeting Naomi, only Oprah, only Ruth. Ruth chose to follow Naomi back to Bethlehem, and on getting there, she encountered a man called Boaz. Boaz married Ruth. Ruth gave back to Jesse. Jesse gave back to David. Now, look at the person of Ruth, a Moabite. But God chose to raise a giant through somebody who declared to be an accursed person. I don't know any power. Nothing good can come out of you. Ruth was a Moabite. She was not an Israelite. But the family of Jesus came through a particular woman who was uncommon, but grace made her to be common. Meaning that if you have grace, some things are not super. In quarter one, tell you about when you are only one when you grace, you about money. Grace, there are some people that will sit in your business, and for that you will enjoy grace. Hallelujah. So if in January there's no grace for you, listen to this. Many of us, you don't know you carry grace. Welcome back there in the old day, nobody will come here. There is grace for business place. Hallelujah. When you go for an interview and they are saying no, there is a grace that can open door for you. In January, in the month of February, uncommon grace will give you yes in the name of Jesus. Now, in the second lesson in the book of Matthew, uncommon grace, where the chapter begins with woe,
God
bless you. If you look at the Syria of that lesson, Obi and Wako Shepe, Abeko, and Besaida, and Kurasini. But Owa exempt Ilu Mejikon, Syria, the Sidonipe, it shall be well with them. Hallelujah. The Bible now says, say it to the righteous. That what? It shall, everybody with your louder amen, in the month of February, it shall be well with you in the name of Jesus. Let me go into my sermon straight away. We are in a world driven by four things. The number one thing is qualification. We are in a moment that qualification determines what you get. Hallelujah. And I pity a lot of students who depend on qualification to make end in life. They will tell you they want somebody who has 10 years experience, somebody who has 30 years, and the person doesn't have a job. Where will they get experience? Hallelujah. We are in a moment that qualification is the order of the day. What do you have? Do you go to school? Do you have BSc? Do you have master's? Somebody who don't have job to sustain the BSc, you'll be asking for him to get master's. Where will he get it? People are stranded. We are told to go to school. But the question is, qualification is in levels. Hallelujah. You may be qualified. They will ask you, who did you know? We know you have BSc. They will ask you, do you have second class? School, well, was it Shetan? Hallelujah. Even when you have BS, they tell you which school do you finish from? Is it a federal university? Is it a state? Is it poly? They tell you, no, fair poly. You know, environment driven by qualification. Everybody, think qualification is qualified in the month of February. Grace will qualify you in the name of Jesus. The second one is the word of who you know. Talomo. I want to cook it. One more, I want to come. Hallelujah. They will ask you, who did you know? Who sent you? The man at the lake of Bethesda don't know anybody. Only one, let you back bone. So me, nobody was able to surrender help for that man. Many of us, because we don't know anybody, we are stranded. Hallelujah. Better no more. Hello, me fair watches be new them anybody. It's because you don't know who you are. There will be a time you have to summon call and leave that place. Just there is nothing bad in making in trying. Many of us, money to about him money. And if you travel, only to who told that your God has got to prepare a place for you. So you don't need to know man. You need to know the Son of Man. Are you with me? You don't need to know any man, but you need to know the Son of Man who have power over men. The third one, we are an environment driven by fake loyalty. People fake their loyalty to get things. Somebody who is not good will pretend that he's good to get things. All this she share, but over and pretend. Hallelujah. You have done everything, but Peter about to dimp up your to the wallet. The fourth one is a word given by uncommon grace. Hallelujah. And my anchor text is the book of Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. Iwe woli Zechariah oike jila esekewa. That is my anchor text. I want to fast you that. Zechariah is the book before Malachi. Zechariah chapter 12 verse 10. Zechariah, iwe woli Zechariah oike jila.
Emi otu emi ori ofe.
Ebe lati. God bless you. Yes.
Emi otu emi ori ofe.
Listen to this. That means that grace is a spirit. Hallelujah. Ori ofe ta so emi ni. Get here. It is true that grace is a gift. It is a person. But it functions more as a spirit upon people. Hallelujah. Oh, you're better than solid by your kingdom of people. Hallelujah. We all know how CCG began. We all know how small, how unpopular they were. Akinda Omi was the founder of the church, but the church was unknown then. But when, you know, anything to buy new, you're better put. Hallelujah. It is not how big, you know, the way you handle small things matter. Anything to buy new, you're better put funny flower 29. Within 1 month, only the 200 are Malawa. Hallelujah. But when you don't have that grace, you will be finding it very, very difficult to succeed. Hallelujah. So, Bible is telling that what we call grace is a spirit. It's a what? Toman balinyo. Let's share it. Hallelujah. No wonder, when Christ was going, he told his disciples, I will give you the Holy Spirit, the spirit of grace. Toman balinyo. No matter how dull your brain is. Hallelujah. At times in your workplace, they may be looking for talule bawa ni yonju. In koto pa le yuse funi nu, you know, prison yen to le be too mala. Other people were there, but because the spirit of grace will make them to see beyond. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Spirit of grace will open your eyes to see clearly and for you to see far. it will drop ideas into your body. Hallelujah. If you have that spirit of grace, you will not only do different things, you will do things differently. On time come, but I don't have, how will you now prosper if there is no spirit of grace upon your body? Hallelujah. Where if you told that I want to be 20 long time for an on eBay. Power the fresh line and what on show. Hallelujah. In what on that, the book want that, and what they show. It will not only or two more, how will you prosper? The only thing that can give you a leverage over them is the spirit of grace. Because it will open people's eyes to see quality in what you are selling. Though it be the same, but it will be as if in what any enter or two yato. Hallelujah. When you have that spirit upon your life, oh my dad, be too much, it's a lie. The other day, we were talking about one guy called Mega 99. We are talking about the guy, you know, and somebody was complaining about the voice, and I said, it is not the voice, it is grace. There are people that ask PhD in music who are not known. They are teachers, you know. The other day, we were talking about Baba, a quick woman concerning beats. But the person is still the best. And what come? They are very sound musically. But they are not making progress musically. Because they are lacking grace. Hallelujah. Talk about it. You think you oh, she be phone your people that come on. Anything to about she, from us, we make it matter. One family, they will tell you, you should go and do a particular business. And you are doing it. And you are not making it. Something is missing there. Hallelujah. Your husband has money. He is not taking care of you. There is no grace in that marriage. Hallelujah. As you continue to cover fed that come and chap all over, there is no grace upon that destiny. Hallelujah. You started a project and you could not complete it for 5 years. There is no grace. If you calculate your salary, it's not enough. But if there is grace in that salary, you will make ends. I get it. But if you are collecting 50,000 naira, you can build a house with it. If there is grace upon that salary. There are some things, by calculation, it doesn't work. Pay 50 times 12, that is 600. But if there is grace in that salary, before you know it, then you can get out and make end. I want to pray for everybody in the house. In the month of February, spirit of grace shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus. I said the spirit of grace for the month of February shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus. There was a man called Peter. Everybody has grace. But you should identify the grace that works for you. Know your assignment. Paul has grace. Peter has grace. But Paul was called to preach to the Gentiles, not to the Jews. Anytime Paul tried to preach to the Jews, there will be a problem. Because he was not giving grace. Many of us, we are doing the wrong thing. Hey, get here. We are doing, if I say I want to sing now, I'm doing the wrong thing. Identify what God has called you for. You have a uniqueness. Don't copy anybody. Are you with me? For the father, when you come forth to get bad, go mean way wa shebe. Everybody, Paul was given grace to preach to the Gentiles. Peter was given grace to preach to the Jew. Anytime Peter make a move to preach to the Gentiles, while I'm ashamed, if a man down, miracle will not be lost because he was in the wrong lane. I want to challenge you. Where are you? Are you in your lane? Grace will work, but it will not work when you are not in your lane. There is a particular lane. Don't on fear. Hey, get here. The other time, yesterday, Holy Show, you were complaining that some youth were doing something that the grace given to select will not work here for them. Abi? Because if the grace given to different churches, oh yeah, to share that one. If you bring full redeemed style to this church, it may not work. Are you with me? So, it is also pertinent for every one of us to know what kind of grace works for you. But we only matter with child card. Tell you about so your fair lawyer, oh my jet, we say bombe. In cotton rain, listen to this. Okada, go kara lorin. Want to ban okada and sing. Want to ban it. I want to copy. And it is not that God doesn't love them, but they are not enjoying grace. They didn't ask God, have you called me to do this? And what told him, lament. They are complaining. Listen, when people were buying shares, I want to look at what I share and what to make. Because they can see ahead. What God was talking about grace is idea to rule your word. I get it. Idea to do what? To rule your word. When you go for interview, maybe you want to get contract, something will just appear before you. They just choose you. Without, they cannot explain. I can like or correlation. Oh, your fellow soul of one. Hallelujah. Shout a louder hallelujah. We are talking about the spirit of grace. It can rest upon somebody and it can be living with somebody. In the Old Testament, it was resting upon them. In the New, it was living with them. Many of us, we allow grace to rest upon us. Hello, me. No wonder. As you are living here, oh, your fair man, father, because it only rests upon you. It only comes for assignment. People like Samson, whenever he want to fight, grace will rest upon him. He will win. After the encounter, he will go and meet Delilah. He will fail again. But now, God has said that he is going to pour us to be living. So anywhere you go to, nobody can tell you no. Are you with me? If you carry grace, nobody, you will go to the embassy, they will just like you. You know, somebody played a fast one on the Facebook maybe 2 days ago that a pastor went to the embassy and was denied visa. And we don't know how true it is, but the U.S. embassy wrote a letter that it was not so. They denied it. A whole country wrote a letter about a particular man. I won't deny it. If the people say what? Because that person carries grace. Are you with me? A whole country, no one. Really, only I will make you to be above all nations. A whole nation, Tawan Bell. He wrote a letter that we did not declare that you were a officer. He did not even appear. They came to declare. That means that person carries grace. I pray for a grace that will make nations to bow for you. It shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus. I want to say the second time, grace that will make giants, nations, champions. How, okay, what do you think will make Dangote to know you? If not for grace. Because Nkoto means in all the grace in God. Oh, no, what you hello? Abeko, oh, Monyo, oh, Lenu, only credit, only Toba the embassy, the candidate. It's only grace. You want it, don't want it. So, what made people to honor you is grace upon your life. Why would a billionaire bow before somebody is less than 40 years? I pray for you. Grace that will make people to bow for you in 2020. That will make champions and the evil one to bow for you with your louder amen. It will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Let us sit down on common grace. Now, when you found it, it is grace. But when he found it, it's uncommon grace. Nobody go alone if you like all your penny. Because even those who don't know God, they enjoy grace. Do you know that? Some people don't know God. They don't come. They enjoy grace upon their business because of principle. When you follow some principle about business, you will make your money. Hallelujah. Shout the Lord, hallelujah. Some people don't know God. But because they follow principle of business. They are making waves. It's a grace. Knowing, but when God found you on your own, do you know that some people are looking for God and God is looking for some people? I get it. I want come one alone. I want come. Go ye. I want come one one alone. Lo judge me deji. Paul funai. Jesus lo wa kakiri. He was on a mission to Damascus. Jesus was pursuing Paul up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. On Bogoto in the month of February, they will pursue you in the name of Jesus. I said they will pursue you in the name of Jesus. Now, let me go to reason for grace. I will mention to you. Number one, transformation of identity. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 15:10 says, I am what I am by the grace. Everybody needs to change their identity. There is something you are known for, but there is something that God has destined you to. I get it. Oh, no, what you want more? Oh, no, what all of that go down? When grace comes upon you, people will know. When that man that was born blind encountered grace, he said, I was once blind, but now I can see. So when you carry grace, your identity, what people know you for. Hallelujah. Shout a loud hallelujah. Many of us, we have a fake identity. Many of us, we have identity. Many of us, we are not showing our power below what God has designed us for. It is only grace that can change your identity. Hallelujah. If you are sick, grace can change that identity. Because somebody has bought that sickness. So there for you to have grace. Engineer, balance this microphone. God bless you. I'm not enjoying it. So what is that it is meant for? Is to change your identity. Hallelujah. People know you to be a poor person. They know you to be a former champion. They know you as a beggar. But grace can change that. It can do what? They know you to be a tenant. One team more play a team paper for 20 years. The last room by the left. One team more play any. They know that room over 20 years. Everybody with the wrong identity. In the month of February, grace will change it for you in the name of Jesus. Maybe you are married. You are looking unto God for the fruit of the womb. It's an identity. God call you mother. Are you back up? God call you mother. But people call you parent. Something must change. Power must change hands. People must know you for who you are. That you are not. If any man be in Christ. If any man be in Christ. If any man operate under grace. He is a new creature. People were looking at Paul as a criminal. When he began to preach. They drop that fake identity. People, but don't find a corny. I'm on. When he began to open his mouth to preach, maybe he used to be a criminal before. Maybe he used to be a bad person. And go on your own. I pray for you today. Hallelujah. There was a particular robber whom Christ encountered on the cross. He was a robber. Who is not qualified to, and God, Jesus told him, Leni, why you pardon me? People, listen to this. Peter, he took his mother. Okay, the mother took them to Christ. Jesus, what did your buy? Jackie Peter, one, or what? Jackie, one. Jesus never had them, but they have served Christ and they were not given. But a robber on the cross, we imagine. Peter served so much, but the mother took them. Jesus to open your mind. Jackie, Eli, you are lower too. Jackie, just a quick go, Joe. Hallelujah. Okay. Uncommon grace. Shout the loud, hallelujah. I want long baby, come on, one, your words, one, the worst thing. But when you will be ready, just say, today, you will meet me in Lenny. Hallelujah. That is grace for you. It's not, he won't bother about your status. You know, people will rate you. You belong to me. But Christ never underrated that guy. Christ make him to secure a place in heaven. But we'll be too unfair. Why is in 2019? In 2020, grace will secure a place for you in the name of Jesus. Those who want to be a mother in 2020, grace will count you worthy in the name of Jesus. Those who want to be a landlord in 2020, grace will count you among in the name of Jesus. Those who want to be an employer, who want to begin a business, one of them bear your cow, or team bear, tell it to body bear for 3 months. After that, we will lower. One team bear, we will know what journey. They will go to this whole of them. I want to share what they make here. Oh, my God, Kojo. Let you should meta out to that woman law in cotton down here with your loudest amen. Konita, Ruma. Money, Konita, Ruma. And I said two reasons for grace. Number one, transformation of identity. Hallelujah. Number two, I will call it grace for problem solving. I want somebody to open the Bible to the book of Exodus 15, verse 23. And I want to sensitize some people to this. Exodus 15, verse 23. Israel, God bless you. Yes, I'm with you. Nigba, see what they man. Listen to, madam, we are together now. Let us enjoy grace. They cross over from Egypt. They were on their way to the promised land. For all 3 days, you know, they were not used to hunger. Let me tell you, Nigba meets your to bamba alone. God will deliberately take some things away from you to strengthen you. They were in the Israeli one. Shall I imagine? But when they were God deliberately take some things away from them. Hallelujah. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Because Moses carried grace, he was able to see. Hallelujah. The Lord opens Moses' eye. Many of us, oju wa yoko shisa wa opportunity kon to wa la lemba o menti wa. Oju wa oshi. Oju e lomi. Oju e kon tipa. Oju e ti. In kon to da wa la yikai. A wan to le ron lo wa. To le fi a o lo. On wa legbe koni wa. Because there is no grace. Moses ti koja legbe gine da da. Jipon tebe ko so yon fe. Ko le ri. But when grace came upon the Bible, and the Lord opened Moses' eyes. Hallelujah. Shout it louder. Hallelujah. Somebody will live here. What we are unable to do in January. What we are unable to see. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 33 says, call upon me and I will answer you. Hold on. Bonus in me. Only I will show you. So God can show people how to make money. He can show you what to do. He can show you how to do it. He can show you when to do it. He can show you who to work with. When you want work with the wrong person like Lord, Omar collapse the business here. People like Jonah, there's a need for you to ask God to open your eyes. Hey, get here. I want to come and borrow your forget my bowing. Hey, get here. When God shows you some people, I'm going to go here, buy any penny or something. But because we're not operating that grace, the Lord opened Moses' eyes. Out of about 6 million people, only Moses' eyes was open. In your family, the Lord will open your eyes to be a champion in the name of Jesus. All opportunities that you have been passing by, you are not seeing. I want to do that thing, Kojale, Beto, Itale. Hallelujah. That guy was carrying a baby in the wilderness, and the baby was thirsty. And the baby needed water. The baby was crying. But that guy could not see. But angel called from heaven, and that guy, there is a well of water in your front. He won't know what in there, Kojale, what do you think? Hallelujah. Elisha told the young man, Olu Allah, when she called him upon Motowa, Lord, we are going. Many of us, we don't see beyond our nose. Opportunity one, what you angel you are like, oh, you are a grace is missing. I get it. In coming, we are going to come, what can she add a money? And no, me, Allah, grace is here. Hallelujah. When I was working at Lagos Airport Hotel, that was a particular guy. Kumwa Bishi, rich man. Rich man, local, Allah, Allah, Fadri. He doesn't come to work regularly. But this guy was getting promotion. Why? I will tell you why. He has grace to for dreams. Now, the second in command, he here for the by Oman Law about every weekend. The guy now told him, "Unla lakwe, Allah is there by law any day." Now, the man has said he will not go. He now sent his driver to go and deliver money. But this is from by where the man was going. He was attacked. He was killed. He escaped. When he now got that news. Oh, I about Ishmael. As long as I remain in this company, your 2 years promotion is secure because of grace for doing. Now, listen, he didn't work much. You don't need to struggle. Something will be missing somewhere, and God will use it to provide a solution. Oh, yeah, or God come up, Joseph, and God, anybody can do it. But when grace is with you, you will see it. So, when you have grace, you will be a solution provider. You will be needed. You will be relevant. You don't need to shout. I'm on quarter man to like a lot to overload your phone. Oh, Niba, what does it? Eh, can you pay one back? But why you buying the L? Quilla by the hotel, anyone? Nicoa, hello, Quiwa. I want to watch you on Wulu, no Wulu, but oh, your friend, of course, in back more. I get a quick one, Nicoa, and lock, we come up. That pity, oh, and wilderness. And where to guard their soldiers? They were before a prophet. But the world could not see them. He could not see king in them. For your back, you know what? Oh, he's so genuine, but he was not seeing king inside of them. I pray for you. Anywhere you go to in February, grace that will identify you, that will settle you, that will give you a voice among many with your loudest amen. It will fall upon you in the name of Jesus. It will fall upon you in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Ahithophel. Oh Lord, your fear advice. Listen to this. When you have grace, don't fight anointed men. You will be disgraced. We were told that when Ahithophel opened his mouth to advise, it was as if you go to a prophet. And he wanted to use that grace against David. David got to know about it. There was a whistle blowing in the spirit realm, and they told David, but Ahithophel wala our team Lagos. Hallelujah. And he told God, Olua mi bi o so yin mo. Ahithophel o ma shami no joko gbogbo ni kene to gbe ori ofe o to lo ma ba ti je. Joko. Nigba mi, people can abuse grace. Balaam asked grace. He want to abuse it. Olorun gba fun. E get here. Elisha asked grace, and he wasted 42 people. O se gba mi o fresh bo si wa intact bo se nbo. Awon eni goke lo apari. People go fun won bu lo ko Olorun. Two bears came out and destroyed the 42 youths. People carry fusho. Somebody abuses own grace to destroy them. Gbogbo eni ken to lo ori obe to lo ma ba ti eje ni 2020. Alagbara ni Eli, alagbara ni Balaam, and they were disgraced. Everybody who carry grace that have the mind to destroy you with your loudest amen, they will be disgraced in the name of Jesus. I said grace is for two things. Number one, transformation of what? Of identity. Second one, to do what? To solve problem. Opolopo awon obi a mo ku omo wa lori ofe. Ori ofe to wa lara omo elomi o podu si baba e lo. I'm telling you, many of us, but why be on me? You can't just keep asking me. I'm going to know your vegetable. There is a need for you to know what is in your environment, know your capacity. Oh, mommy, when you feed them well, if you go out that day, grace, oh, my bear. Hallelujah. It is not magical, it is grace. Some things are mystery. Hallelujah. Grace is what you cannot explain it. It okay, boss, if me, hello, me, ya, well, no, no, your affair. Business are collapse. Come on, quick. Where you are, don't do no way to identify the grace in your life and don't abuse it. Hallelujah. And no, me, I shot on war or your fellow and bed. Do you know that? Somebody was telling me that he was saying that they told him that blue is his color. Only man, you are by sense. There are some things, they are mystery. But oh, yeah, one thing, we are limited by what God does. So, they told that person be blue in the color. I argue it because it's not biblical. But people live with FO Kundia is a mystery that will work for people. So hello me ko lo yofe lati buy your jeun lati wash we ni o. Eh get here. O dem wo. O wo eyo mi to nwa oko o ti make up o grace mole won ri e. Shout the loud hallelujah. O ti bo. God bless you. You've covered your identity. Oh, the cover. Oh, fair over him. Any other Nilo makeup. Oh, fair somebody who is pure. Who is natural. But you want to belong. Shout the loud hallelujah. You want to belong. You want to look like. You want to look like. You, listen to this. You want to look like what is happening in the world. I don't copy people. I don't do that. I don't have that grace. In fact, I don't get intimidated. I don't envy people. I swear to Almighty. In calling you me, oh, leave a motto, anything. I will appreciate God for you. Because you better, my own will come. So, everybody, to ban near me, be anything people are doing, you will do it. Oh, my, you end up. Oh, my, why? But I went back in law. Yeah, Gimeji, 1 year tattoo. Why you are quite so? I'm telling you, know what works for you. So that ni more alone leke ni December 2020. Hallelujah. Shout the loud hallelujah. I want to close the sermon. I go go. How to assess grace? Number one, from God directly. Second one, let me tell you this, and we need to know it. Oh, your fewa. But God is not willing to release grace again for anybody. I won't come and won't go your fe, Danny. Attach yourself to them. Hey, get it. Oh, your fewa, Lord, alone. But God is not, because it will allow you in your ear, see you, Loton. Nick Batti, Elisha, Ku. Oh, your fewa, she will allow you. Oh, she in joke, who did they? Who imagine? Because he didn't transfer it to some. No. So, Nick Batti, many of us, we need to serve men of God. Many of us, we need to serve our boss in the office. Hello, me and my bad guy, Shagidi. Is there ever by? ẹni yẹn lórí ọ̀fẹ́ láti fún ẹni promotion ó lórí ọ̀fẹ́ jù ẹ lọ but when I was reading the concept we were told that pe ọlọ́run sọ bàbá pé orí ọ̀fẹ́ tó wà lára ẹ̀ ni kó máa dàlẹ́ so àmì ó dàǹgbà orí ọ̀fẹ́ ọ̀ṣọ́bà kì í ṣe ti jésù orí ọ̀fẹ́ ní sọ wà lára ọ̀ṣọ́bà òun là ń gbà that's the concept pé orí ọ̀fẹ́ tó ti wà lára God told Moses pé appoint 70 kó dẹ̀ pín lára ẹ̀mí tó wà lára tiẹ̀ ìmí ò wà látòkè mọ́ no tó ti wà lára Moses ẹ gẹ́ tiẹ̀ nígbà mi orí ọ̀fẹ́ máa wà lára handkerchief á wà lára àmúwé olùṣọ́wá ni kò fi gbọ̀n yáde bá iṣẹ́ hallelujah so grace is on people in the church identify them but when you don't serve nothing for you when Elijah was going hallelujah but we are told in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34 that pe Joshua ti ṣe àṣeyọrí tó pé Moses ti gbọ́ wọlé ẹ get it ẹlòmíì kàn nílò láti fúnpin fún àwọn ènìyàn ọlọ́run wọn á dẹ̀ gbọ́ wọlé and he will transfer grace the beauty about grace is it can be transferred hallelujah it can be what it can be transferred to people Jesus ni Matthew 10 only I give you he give them power to go and heal it's a grace he transferred the grace upon him when they came back in Luke 10 he said kíyèsí mo fún yín ní agbára àti àṣẹ lórí ejò àti àkékè is a grace ìwọ tó ń sá fún ejò àti àkékè there is a grace to trample upon them agbára ìgbéga ìrẹ ló ní agbára ìdáláre ìrẹ ló ní agbára ìtọ̀támọ́lẹ̀ starting from today bí ẹnikẹ́ni bá dogun sí ẹ ó máa tẹ̀ wọ́n mọ́lẹ̀ mo ní ó máa tẹ̀ wọ́n mọ́lẹ̀ Elijah was going and he asked Elisha what do you want if you look at the book of second king he told him that the Lord has sent me to Bethel hold on the man was determined don't be lazy uncommon grace is not for lazy people because to obagba oni lo oni ode kini oni grace is not a license to be undisciplined grace is not that to be lazy pe ori ofewa no you must walk your path oh ori ofewa but you must make a move you encounter grace grace can meet you but there's need for you to move so Elijah told Elijah that the Lord has sent me to Bethel hold on he said no we are going together God has sent me to Jericho he's going to me so he told him God has sent him to another place making three the man refused to back down he followed him so when they called he now asked him what do you he said I want double portion of your power grace he want double gbogbo àwọn tí Elijah sá fún Elisha di ọ̀rẹ́ wọn ìwọ tí gbogbo ẹ̀ tó gbogbo àwọn ẹ̀ ló mú lọ́ta grace will not work for you because if it's working who will you do business with you can't do business with your enemy now be friendly I get here even when grace come it won't be in isolation o ma lo fun awon eyan so gbogbo awon ti Elijah abaja Elisha di ore won awon to npe Elisha ni papa Elisha ni papa won pe Elisha ni oba grace speak for him when he was about to come back o n agbada to wa lowo e grace o yo fun awon nkan mi ti o wulo o de agbada akisa akisa hallelujah lo fi lu omi e de pin si meji everybody be on your feet everybody be on your feet bíbélì pé nígbà tí israeli jáde kúrò ní egypt everybody stand up ti ara lè jacob jáde ní àjèjì ènìyàn juda níbi mímọ rẹ israeli di ìjọba rẹ òkun rí ó sá jordan ni ó padà sẹyìn àwọn òkè ńlá rí wọn fò bí àgbò òkè kékèké rí wọn fò bí ọdún àgùntàn ó ní kí ni ó ṣí ọ ìwọ òkun tó fi sá jordan tó fi padà sẹyìn òkè ńlá tó fi fò bí àgbò òkè kékèké bí ọdún àgùntàn ó ní wáriwọ ilẹ níwájú ọlọrun jacob I pray for you with your one louder amen every jordan in your journey in 2020 with your one louder amen they will leave road for you in the name of jesus mi o lai bo se nsami akọ wipe bo ba nla omi koja akọ wipe ohun yo joba lati okun di okun akọ wipe ohun oluwa nbe lori omi pupo eh ọlọrun ogun sun ara ohun oluwa nya owo ina oluwa mi agiju oluwa mi agiju kadeshi ohun oluwa lo mu agbo agbon ibi o si fi gbo didi han mo gbadura fun ohun to nilo lati sasori to n wa to de ri ohun kan na to nilo lati ri koko dafidi to nilo to ti n wa kakiri to ti n wa kakiri to ri in your dream this night the Lord will give it to you in the name of Jesus. I said as you sleep this night As you sleep this night, that anchor text said, the Lord will pour upon you the spirit of grace. Emi ori ofe wa to ma ba ise fun osu keji. Emi ori ofe to ma ba irin ti oni fiele. When you go there, they will not see you, they will see grace. Hallelujah. Take me to Obala, they will not see you. You know, the king saw somebody like the Son of God. People say, only you hear that be your Molong. He won not to in law embassy. As you go there, the fourth man in the furnace, we appear on your behalf in the name of Jesus. You have been going to get job. They are telling you no. Because they are seeing you alone. One down here, you want the color? Or do you have to the color? One here, you can't be wọn ri kini angel meta lo lo meji lo ba lo ba Abraham when he were going to Sodom they become two. That was God inside of them. In your journey in February 2020, you will see God in your life in the name of Jesus. Afẹ ba Olorun de wo ko afẹ fun Olorun. Listen to this, ko si to le fun Olorun to be so Olorun de lowo afẹ fi irugun sile kun ore fun osu keji gbogbo ina mu ore je lati fun Olorun. Your head is like from Oba, Oba. But the man Badua, we will pray together. Keyboardist, are you there?
Oba, you do my wings. Oba, Toto. Choir, join me and sing together. Open your mouth and sing. I got a dollar.